Thousands of European pro-life marchers protest against abortion. By Peter Catalan, May 16, 2022. Thousands of pro-lifers in Croatia took to the streets on Saturday to protest against a potential loosening of abortion laws in the country. As the United States sees hordes of pro-abortion activists march across the country as a result of the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, thousands in the Eastern European nation of Croatia have taken to the street in support of strict controls on the procedure. A significant number of people in the Balkan nation identify as Catholic, with over half of Croatia's gynecologists reportedly saying that they would refuse to conduct an abortion as a matter of conscience. According to a report by UK state-funded broadcaster the BBC, thousands in the country attended the Walk for Life rally in the capital of Zagreb after pressure was put on authorities to change the country's restrictions on abortion. Meanwhile, the president of the Croatian Society of Gynecology and Obstetrics has once again reportedly emphasized that he believes that abortion is murder, having previously said that no one in Croatia has the right to ask for a treatment which could constitute euthanasia. The backlash against abortion in Croatia stands in stark contrast with current events in the United States, where pro-abortion activists gathered to march for nationwide access to terminations after a leaked document suggested that the Supreme Court might overturn the critical Roe v. Wade ruling guaranteeing such services. If men got pregnant, you could get an abortion at an ATM machine, a sign held by one Hollywood star read at a rally in New York City, while a whole host of other American media bigwigs rolled out onto social media to voice their displeasure at the suggestions abortions could be curtailed in certain states at the behest of locally elected legislatures. Others still called for mandatory vasectomies and claimed that the Bible teaches how to perform abortions. However, while many U.S. liberals are busy being concerned with how easily they will be able to terminate a pregnancy in certain American states in the future, senior authorities in the country have meanwhile expressed fear regarding the stability of the nation's institutions after the confidential document suggesting that Roe v. Wade could be overturned in the first place. "I do think that what happened at the court is tremendously bad," said Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas regarding the leak. "I wonder how long we're going to have these institutions at the rate we're undermining them. And then I wonder when they're gone or destabilized what we will have as a country," he continued. "And I don't think the prospects are good if we continue to lose them." Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.